In the readings today, we hear two similar things that are somewhat difficult for us to be able to hear. First of all, in St. Paul telling us what had happened to him, says that an angel of Satan was sent, a thorn in the flesh, and he begged three times that this would be taken away. God said simply, "My grace is sufficient for you." God was going to leave that there, and he did leave it there. So rather than taking away the suffering, he allowed it to remain and simply told St. Paul, "The grace is there for you, so you have to deal with this." That kind of mirrors what Jesus said regarding the good fruit, and that is that they bear fruit in patience. We're not very good at patience in our society. We want immediate results. We want everything right now. And we are not very good at waiting patiently. But the Lord is going to require us to wait. And so we go to prayer and we demand that God will do what we want him to do, and we want him to do it right now. In fact, we want it yesterday, but you know, now we'll have to do. He's not going to play that game. He's going to say, "My grace is sufficient for you." I'm sure St. Paul struggled, as we hear that he even had to pray about this three times to get rid of this demon that was causing him this trouble. And what a struggle that must have been to hear God say, "No, my grace is sufficient for you." But then it's what follows that's even more difficult for us to hear. Power is made perfect in weakness. We don't like to be weak. We want to be the strong ones. We want to be in control. We want to be able to grab onto whatever and run with it. St. Paul used to be like that. And then he understood that it is only in his weakness that God could be strong. And I'm sure that that must have been a very, very painful and difficult lesson for him to learn, just as it will be for most of us too. How to trust God, how to let go, how to actually allow ourselves to be weak so that God can be strong. For some of us, even the thought of that is going to send shivers up our spine. That's a hard thing. And that's going to take a lot of patience. It'd be nice if we could just say, "Okay, I have to glory in my weakness so that God can be glorified, so that he can be strong because I'm weak. Got it. No problem." Yeah. We're going to have to remind ourselves over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. And we're going to have to learn that this isn't just an objective principle. This has to be a subjective reality. We have to live it. We actually have to learn to glory in our weakness. We actually have to learn to be humble. That doesn't come easily or naturally to most of us. So only in patience will we bear fruit. Exactly what Jesus said. So we have to learn to do it God's way. His ways are definitely not our ways, as he makes very clear in Scripture. And we keep trying to play God and tell him that he ought to do it our way because our way is really good. It might be that our way is good, but it's not the best. And if it's not the best, it's not what God's going to do. So it's a whole lot better if we learn it quickly as we can. Let God be God. Glory in our weakness. Let him be strong. That's where we have to be. That's where the fruit is going to be born. Look at what St. Paul was able to do because he could finally accept his weakness, because he could allow God to be strong in him. got to the point where he could even say, it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. I've been crucified to the world, and the world has been crucified to me. That's what God wants for all of us. But being crucified doesn't sound too exciting, and most of us run the other way. Having the patience to bear the suffering is not fun, and it's not exciting, and most of us aren't too interested in it. But that's the pattern. That's what God Himself has revealed, and that's what we need to try to embrace. That if we are weak, then He can be strong. And if we can continue to persevere, then in patience, we will indeed bear great fruit.